welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. Today, my guest is Stefan Wills, a Schuen healer and shaman from the Netherlands. Stefan has given many thousands of healings, starting in 1986, where Schuen Somatic Healings offered courses, meditation, and healing live online. This started as a small healing practice and soon became a training center for those who like to use Schuen Somatics as a way to spirituality, healing, and transformation. In 1998, Stefan founded the School of Transformative Shamanism, where people learn to use shamanism as an instrument to find a more peaceful and balanced state of life. Schuen shamanism can change one's perspective on life radically and in a relatively short time. Many people experience a more relaxed state that makes it easier to deal with life circumstances. Stefan is an animated speaker teacher who is able to let his students and clients share in widening states of consciousness in order to experience harmony and well-being in daily life, and this is available to everyone through the internet. At the end of the interview on this show, listeners can participate in a healing ritual. For the healing, it is recommended that you lie down and wear headphones, since it is an inner experience. Due to the strong impact of these rituals, it is strongly suggested that you should only listen to the healing when your attention is not divided. So do not listen while driving a car and so forth. In fact, do not do anything at all, just receive. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Stefan, and I look forward to hearing about and experiencing your method of healing.
Okay, thank you, Carl. Nice for having me on the show, and I'll try my best.
Thank you. Now, first, Stefan, would you tell us how you came to the idea of giving healing, meditation, and training through the internet?
Well, the idea came up about 15 to 20 years ago. I was doing a lot of radio interviews in Holland on the national radio. And in the end, I was just repeating the story, and I got fed up with that. And so I told the guy, you know, why don't you lay down? I give you a healing, and the people at home, they can lay down too, with the headphones on or with their head between the speakers, and share your experience with the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And that turned out to be a tremendous success. I think we had 150,000 listeners or something, and people could react within the program. And the people had the experience; they were actually present. You know, there was there was not so much difference whether being physical here or not.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, well, this is of course the way to let a lot of people share in this energy. So. And now we have all these new possibilities with internet, and so I have my own TV station and radio things. And yeah, you can reach much more people.
Right, right.
And I think that's in this time slot we are right now as a human beings, it could be quite helpful.
Right, right. Then, Stefan, what does a shaman do, and why is the healing meditation so powerful?
Well, what a shaman does do is, being a shaman means that you can, how should I put it, that you can handle altered states of consciousness. So what I do during a ritual, either during a meditation or a healing, is when I expand my state and I let people share in my state. So all the things that I do within a ritual are all focused on getting the client or the listener or the participant in a more open state. Because all the time we are, you know, totally obsessed with everything we think, everything we feel, all our opinions, that sort of thing. And because we are always so busy with ourselves, with all our opinions and things, we don't notice anything else. And it's funny because, you know, I noticed everything you look for is around you. And we don't experience it because we are only watching ourselves all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So all the things you can do in a ritual are focused, you could say, on getting you out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's trying to, this whole impulse mechanism of going with your attention in anything that you perceive, any thought, any feeling, any opinion pulls you, so to speak, out of yourself within the story you're hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And what these rituals do, I expand my state and then I can pull you out of that cloud you locked yourself into.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very beneficial because that cloud very often consists of problematical thoughts and feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they are there for ages. And this works on a very deep level. It transforms the emotions, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And as you probably know, that emotion is the biggest carrier of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Just watch when you're anger, when you're angry, how much energy is in this being angry.
Mm-hmm.
So when you dissolve the emotion, the energy gets freed. Mm-hmm. And it's available to you instead of that it's holding you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the general idea. It's not a technique.
Mm-hmm.
It's a state.
Mm-hmm.
And you let people share in that state. And mm-hmm. everything you do is just to sort of distract them from themselves. Or you could say you put them in a mm-hmm. light trance. It's all the same. And you try to get the attention away from what occupies your attention all the time. And try to pull that into a very peaceful and open
mm-hmm.
I think if I want to put it simple, that sort of thing is it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then very few people become shaman, and it seems to be a calling for them. Why then do you teach people to be shamans?
Well, I don't teach them to be a shaman because you cannot teach that.
Oh.
What I do teach, I teach shamanic development because all these techniques we use are all focused on transforming your state. You learn to experience wider states of consciousness, and you learn to deal with them. And with these fields, you can work with techniques. And techniques are all meant for focusing your attention.
Mm-hmm.
Because you mm-hmm. apply a certain technique, it means it's attention work, that you put your attention in a certain direction, that you can learn to people. Mm-hmm. And in general, that works very nice. The difference with the shaman is it's like a gift.
Mm-hmm.
You should have the gift. It's the same with being a musician. You know, you can learn how to play piano, but you should be talented in order to be a very good pianist.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like that. Everybody mm-hmm. can apply these techniques to improve his own life, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very beneficial. And if you do that in the right way, you can even help other people with that.
Mm-hmm.
But in my experience, and it's, I say all these things in retrospect,
mm-hmm.
I say it because I look back on, you know, doing this for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
How you start is, of course, not what you do after 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole stage in this process that you apply the technique, that you do shamanism. And then all of a sudden, after years, there's a switch, and all of a sudden you notice that you have become what you are doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes very different.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you look back, now when I look back, I say, yeah, okay, of course, I did all these things when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was much younger, I never realized it was this shamanism thing. Because
mm-hmm.
I was never interested in shamanism. It just happened to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I never had any interest in it.
Mm-hmm.
But it popped up in my life, and it sort of pulled me in a... Yeah, very extreme way in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then still, even if you have the talent, which you only know in retrospect, by the way, but then when you have the talent, you still have to develop it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can have a beautiful musical feeling, but if you don't take lessons, you will never play the piano.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's more like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole training part, what I teach people is what happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to me spontaneously, and I noticed certain steps have to happen in order to be able to do this sort of work.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole programs I give are all geared mm-hmm. Around this thing. And I noticed even when you don't become a healer, it will transform your life in a very positive way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I teach it to people.
Mm-hmm. Then, Stefan, why do you prefer live sessions to on-demand ones?
Well, it's a very different thing. For instance, when I always compare my work to surfing, you know, like these guys riding the waves.
Mm-hmm.
Shamanism is like riding the wave.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go with the flow. You have to go with the wave. And at the meantime, you have to surrender and you have to direct. You have to steer mm-hmm. at the same time. For instance, in a ritual when I'm drumming, what you hear on the drum is an expression of the moment, and it leads the energy in a certain direction.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So when we perform a ritual and people are listening to that, what you hear, the whole ritual is an expression of that moment with mm-hmm. those people,
mm-hmm.
because physically we are not connected. In other fields, we are one. And so the people who connect to the ritual or to the healing, we share this moment, and what you hear is the expression of this moment. When you listen on demand, for instance, you still share in the energy of the ritual, but you listen to somebody else's ritual, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You listen to a ritual, you listen to an expression of a different moment. Although all my rituals have the same sequence, the same build-up, I use the same instruments.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always an expression of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, every moment is different.
Mm-hmm.
You feel different. Other people are listening. I feel different. It's a different expression.
Mm-hmm.
So the more it's in the live moment, the more powerful it is.
Mm-hmm.
Still, you will benefit from it by listening to it afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Then, Stefan, is there anything else you would like to say before we experience the healing meditation, and also you tell us how the listeners can reach you and the services that you offer?
All right. Well, first about the ritual, what I strongly recommend to people is don't listen to the ritual when your attention is divided. Don't listen to it when you're, for instance, driving a car. Because you might get into a light trance, and we don't want it to happen when you're driving a car.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you decide to participate in the ritual, please sit down. I strongly advise you to put on headphones, so all the noises from your circumstances, from people in your house or wherever you are, is not disturbing you. And so you can get really tuned into the ritual.
Mm-hmm.
I would advise you to close your eyes, and just to sit down or lay down and just don't do anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
Don't expect anything. You don't have to experience something in particular. But what just about everybody will experience is about the end of the ritual. The more we get closer to the end, the more peaceful you will feel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's 99 out of 100 times the case, that you will find yourself back in a deep inner peace.
Mm-hmm.
And the ritual consists of moments of, so to speak, that I make music, drum, I sing a little bit, I do some rattling, and maybe I make funny noises in between.
Mm-hmm.
And there are moments that are silent, and the silent parts are part of the ritual. And the ritual ends with a bell,
mm-hmm.
so that it's, when it's silent, it doesn't mean it's finished, it just means it's silent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's the practical thing.
Mm-hmm.
So just lay down, don't think about it, just leave everything and just go with the flow. In
mm-hmm.
general, it's a very pleasant experience.
Mm-hmm.
But what are the other things? How people can reach me?
Right.
Well, people can reach me through the mail, of course, and that's info at, and then I will spell it out for you, shuem.eu, so that's shuem. .eu. That's my email address. And the service I provide, well, these rituals we perform here in Europe right now 3-4 times a week. It's a subscriber service. And I offer lessons and teachings on various fields in shamanism and, so to say, consciousness expansion.
Mm-hmm.
In German, in English, and in Dutch,
mm-hmm.
worldwide. And that's a nice thing. Another thing I'm going to offer is, well, as a matter of fact, it's because I'm right now in your show
mm-hmm.
that I came up with the idea of hosting a show myself,
mm-hmm.
also here on BBS.
Mm-hmm.
And during that show, which will be on on air once a week, a few hours before your show.
Mm-hmm.
And I will do this every week. After a small intro, I will perform a free healing for whoever wants mm-hmm. a free healing.
Great. Good. Mm-hmm.
So that's more or less, in a nutshell, the practical thing.
Mm-hmm. Great. So if someone was interested in attending, they would contact you by email?
Yeah, I think that would be easiest because, mm-hmm. as you noticed, phone calls are pretty
right.
expensive overseas.
Right.
Or we have Skype. If you look on shuam.au, you will find via Facebook, Twitter, where mm-hmm. we have the whole thing.
Good.
Uh-huh. So you can contact us in various ways.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And, mm-hmm. I think through internet is the easiest.
Right. Well, I want to thank you for participating in my show today. It's been really interesting to talk with you, and I'm looking forward to the healing meditation, which will play now from here to the end of the show. So I thank you very much, Stefan, for this opportunity.
I thank you very much for the opportunity to be on your show and to bring this more out in the open.
Great.
And I hope you enjoy it. And, well, if people have, you know, reactions, questions, or whatever, they always can contact us. And
great. Good.
We'll get to them.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot, and have a good healing.
You too. Thank you. And now for a word from our sponsor, a Distinctive Style magazine, by quoting a couple reviews. One reviewer says, "A Distinctive Style magazine is true to its name, presenting stories with new and interesting angles. Many of the articles, which include interviews, reviews, and lifestyle pieces, have a holistic or environmental focus. It is a thoroughly modern multimedia publication, incorporating video clips as well as background soundtrack within many articles. The artistic presentation and high-definition photography makes the pages a delight to scan through, even before reading the informative pieces. The interviews concentrate either on the person's desire to contribute to others and the environment, or on communicating their own personal health and psychological struggles and how they have overcome them." The second reviewer discusses several of the individuals interviewed, and I have selected two that are interesting to me because of their health implications. The reviewer says, "Perhaps the most impactful article in this edition, a spotlight on a crisis bubbling under the surface, Are We Running Dry, is a documentary narrated by Jane Seymour about the exploding growth of the American population in the Southwest and the very real possibility of water shortages. The feature looks at supply and demand issues in conjunction with a dry climate and the needs for infrastructure improvements." Sharon Winters is up next with an article for our health. Genetically modified organisms are found in an ever-increasing amount of food. What the majority of the public does not know is how pervasive the problem is and how it affects our short and long-term health. Winters advocates cutting out the genetically modified organisms from our diet and gives us some pointers on how to locate them in our favorite food. I know you'll want to go to http://adistinctivestyle.com and subscribe to this amazing magazine. I thank you for joining me today on the Holistic Health Show. I would also like to invite you to my website, www.holistichealthshow.com, where all shows are placed following broadcast on BBS Radio. You will find them on the blog and archived by month on the right side of the blog. There you will also find the latest research related to the show topics and to cancer. I thank you all for coming to the site, and especially those from Russia who make up 25% to 30% of all of my visitors. I hope you will review the items for sale, including my latest book on healthy holistic aging, published in 2007, and several ebooks and a CD on smoking cessation. I also invite you to sign up for my free monthly email newsletter on healthy holistic aging. I look forward to seeing you again next show. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host.